everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi. Oh, look, I'm here.
Well, for now.
Am I? Where
you know,
am I?
Can I just, before we get started with the show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the show. So, but before we throw a topic out there.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, on Monday of this week, Bradley started his tenure in jury duty.
Yep. Thinking I was going to really have to probably do much of anything. Like, oh, you guys, I had done this before. I call a number and they tell me not to do anything. And then I just sit here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'll just do the show. No big deal.
So Bradley was here for the first half hour of the show and then was called away.
Yeah, because oops, checked in a break. We're like, let's do this bit where we pretend like I'm going to have to go, but then I really don't because not going to have to go.
And it was really only 15 minutes. So Bradley did 15 minutes of the show, checked his phone, and then bye.
Bye.
Okay,
peace out.
That was Monday. Yep. Tuesday, he made it till 12:45.
Yep. Because when we're on the other side of this, I will give you a play by play just because I think it's such a fascinating look into how you deal with civic duty in a pandemic. On the duty.
Duty. There was some duty.
But I can't wait to share the full details.
Okay. Then today, Bradley, how long do we get you today?
Today I'm gonna be here till beep boop bop boop beep boop bop boop beep 1 o'clock.
Pew, pew, pew.
I think. I mean, according to all sources,
the street's the place to go.
And it's South 6th Street, 300 South 6th Street, 15th floor, I think. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that. Anyway.
Okay, so Bradley will leave after the first hour, which means we have to cram all the good stuff that he wants to talk about. I mean, not that the rest of the show won't be good, but we want Bradley to have
whatever. Just call you got it stuff a day. To do.
No, Bradley, all the things Bradley brought to talk about, we're going to try to cram into this first hour. There will be plenty to talk about for the rest of the show.
I feel bad leaving you guys hanging, but you know, it's what we do to be Americans.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm proud to be an
I sang
American.
That last night at home.
But did you sing the Night Court theme song outside the courtroom yesterday? Anyway.
Okay, also, I did that theme song really quickly at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Telling people what we were going to do
and what we
laughed about. They didn't know that theme song.
That's tragic.
I'm old.
The real tragedy of that is because it's so difficult to find old episodes.
Yeah, it really is.
Episodes of Night Court. And we've tried. Don't worry about it. All right, so Bradley, what is the first thing that you absolutely need to talk about today?
Thank you. So all that to let you know, Kylie Jenner's cosmetics company is being sued for allegedly inflating their brand.
Oh, really?
So actually, what I mean by that is that Coty Cosmetics, the parent company of Kylie Cosmetics, now, you might not remember this, or maybe you didn't even know, but that's fine. Now you do. 51% of the company, Kylie Cosmetics, is owned by Coty.
Mm-hmm.
And Coty Cosmetics is now facing a lawsuit over allegedly inflating the value of her beauty brand, that is Kylie Jenner's beauty brand, Kylie Beauty, and deceiving shareholders. And they're being sued by a particular shareholder. Business, complicated, law, legal, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. There's all this stuff, federal court, blobbity blue.
Oh, that sounds like something you'd be familiar with.
Well, yes. I mean, frankly, as a convicted juror, or whatever I am, panelist.
Potential.
Thank you.
Words.
So they're really going to want me today. The shareholder in question, this is what I found interesting about this story. So the fact that they're being sued by a shareholder, we wouldn't normally, this isn't CNBC, right? Like
right.
We're not doing deep dives on business law, and stuff like that. But what I found interesting about it is the reason for the lawsuit. They claim in this particular case that Coty engaged in a quote, fraudulent scheme and course of business that operated to deceive purchasers of Coty. I'm reading verbatim for a reason.
Okay.
Operated to deceive purchasers of Coty shares by disseminating materially false and or misleading statements or concealing material adverse facts about Coty's business operations and prospects. And specifically, the lawsuit claims that Coty overpaid for Kylie Cosmetics. What's interesting about that is Very likely, what I took away from this is that very likely they overpaid because Kylie Cosmetics was overblown, right?
Right.
And there's a very specific reason. You might remember from a Forbes article from May of 2020 that perhaps Kylie Cosmetics was overblown in its brand potential. Why? Do you remember that Forbes article?
Well, I don't remember that Forbes article. My brain is in a different place about her cosmetics brand.
Okay.
But tell me what the Forbes article said.
So the Forbes article, I think we talked about this back in May of 2020. That's this year, believe it or not.
That's about at least 3 years ago.
That
was 3 years ago.
that's when Forbes said, "Oh wait, oh, yeah. Kylie, you're not a babillionaire.
Yes,
we lied.
We failed to carry the one
because you lied." And they implied really that while Kris Jenner, the matriarch and, you know, guru behind the scenes of Kylie Cosmetics, because let's be real, do you really think that Kylie Cosmetics is the reason? Is Kylie Jenner the reason for Kylie Cosmetics 100%? Maybe not. Even if she didn't practice actual financial chicanery, shenanigans, doing some no good deeds behind the scene to, you know, to cook the books, as it were. It sounds like, according to Forbes' investigation back in May, that at the very least she was cooking the PR side of things to make Kylie Cosmetics look far more potentially saleable, and also to make Kylie Jenner look far more successful than she actually was. So if you take that and then Cody looks at it and goes, "Ooh, this is a really big thing." So then Cody is not only being duped, but in turn, they then need to dupe shareholders. Again, this is all the alleged case as I read it. I don't know what the actual truth is. That maybe Cody then tried to in turn dupe shareholders because, like, oh, we just bought this flaming bag of dew. We need to polish this turd Ferguson experience, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, the interesting thing about this is, for us on the Colleen and Bradley show, who have been paying attention to blind items, who have been noticing some of the interesting land property deals that the Kardashians have been doing.
Money laundering.
Thank you. Does this come as any surprise to us?
Buying piles of dirt for billions of dollars.
Yeah, no.
Bless you.
It does not surprise me at all. And what I really hope comes out of this, I think I wrote this in the little explanation. I seriously can't wait until people start looking at Kardashian finances. Maybe it's because of the world we find ourselves in now, where everything is like an 8-week investigation that we need to have happen, and then eventually will show up as a Netflix series. But I might just be predisposed to wanting an investigation into something, whether or not there's merit there or not. But I hope that people who are responsible for looking into such things are doing their due diligence, because it would not surprise me, based on everything we have encountered, as you've referenced, indicates that they're... Because, again, it just... Look at what have we learned in the last... I'm just going to be gracious and say year.
Nothing is real and everyone smokes.
Thank you. And that very often when something doesn't seem to add up, and it's very easy to look at ourselves and go, well, we're just a bunch of boobs on midday radio. What do we know? But how many times have we said, well, that doesn't smell right, and then lo and behold.
It doesn't smell right.
It
exactly.
Stinks.
So I don't feel like the Kardashian financial empire smells very good, and I hope... that people who know things do things.
Well, that sounded ominous.
Yes. Well, it's just because I don't know how to say those words.
It does make me wonder, and I know, but it does make me wonder if the timing of the saying goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians could possibly be related to any trouble that could be unfolding before
Now you're using that schnoodle.
Yes, I know. Because think about it. If they really were under some sort of investigation, would they want to be trotting their reality show out there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, certainly, but it's a good idea. Like, I see them like, let's just pack up and go away, and maybe they won't know.
I'm just throwing that out there for consideration. I'm not saying, I haven't actually done the math on that, but, you know, I think we can call everything into question when we see that there's some funny business going down. We can call everything into question, especially when it comes to the Kardashians, because they are well orchestrated.
And this America, do we have any
patriotic music? Oh, let's get that going.
And it's extra important today on this day, the third day of my jury duty, which has not happened yet. It's another story.
Emphasis on the duty. Go on.
Duty. This America is why it's important to pay attention to the Kardashians, because you thought it was just about these, you know, hot messes showing their dumb selfies on social media. No, it's a lesson in American chicanery, shenanigans. Like, it's just saying that, like, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
And what rises must fall. I don't know. I'm saying,
and if it,
like,
looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a Kardashian.
This is why I think we are so fascinated by the Kardashians, because it seems too good to be true, and it might just be.
I agree. Bradley, on that note, I really can't say it better than that. When we come back, we are going to have a dirt alert with Elizabeth Reese after this on My Talk 107.1.
Another Lori and Julia moment.
I don't know why I was too lazy to Google. I mean, it's right by my fingers.
Because it requires you to turn your head and not play with your scarf.
I know.
Lori's, do you have a hickey or something?
No, I don't. I'm just trying to get a compliment all day from you on my beautiful scarf.
Wait, is that from your artist friend? Is that why? Because I'm looking at you all day. You've been playing with it. I'm like, she has a hickey or something's happening.
No, I'm trying. Fishing for a compliment. Barb? They're very stingy from you today. You're very stingy. You're more generous with your compliment, friend.
I have been.
Lori and Julia. Listen live or podcast at any time at mytalk1071.com or on the MyTalk app.
Hi, this is Jamie Poole.